From the old and pleasantly situated village of Mayenfeld in Switzerland, a footpath winds through green and shady meadows to the foot of the mountains, which tower high above the valley below. The land on the lower slopes is wild, but higher up, the air is fragrant with the scent of the sturdy mountain flowers on the rich pasture land. On a clear sunny morning in June, two figures could be seen climbing the narrow mountain path. One, a tall, strong-looking girl, the other a child, whom she was leading by the hand, and whose little sun-tanned cheeks were flushed with heat. This was hardly surprising, for in spite of the hot June sun, she was clothed as if to keep out the bitterest frost. After a good hour's walk, the two came to the hamlet known as Dörfli, which is situated halfway up the mountain. Here they met with greetings from all sides, for the elder girl was now in her old home. She did not give much in response, but passed on without stopping for a moment until she reached the last of the scattered houses of the hamlet. Here a voice called to her from the door.
"Wait a moment, Detti. If you're going up higher, I'll come with you."
The girl stood still, and the child immediately let go of her hand and seated herself on the ground.
"Are you tired, Heidi?" asked her companion.
"No, I'm hot,"
answered the child. They were now joined by Barbie, a stout, pleasant-faced woman, who walked on ahead with her old acquaintance while the child wandered behind them.
"Where are you off to with the child? I suppose she's the one your sister left?"
"Yes," answered Detti. "I'm taking her up to Uncle Alp, where she'll have to stay."
"The child stay up there with Uncle Alp? You must be out of your senses, Detti. How can you think of such a thing?"
"He's her grandfather, and it's time he did something for her. I've looked after her till now, and I'm not going to give up the chance of a good job which has just arisen for her sake."
"Well, that would be all very well if he were like other people," retorted Barbie. "But you know what he is. And what can he do with a child, especially one so young? She can't possibly live with him. But where are you thinking of going yourself?"
"To Frankfurt, where a very good job awaits me," answered Detti. "The people I'm going to were down at the baths last summer, and it was part of my duty to attend on their rooms. They've asked me to go back with them, and I intend to go, you can be sure of that."
"I'm glad I'm not the child," exclaimed Barbie with a gesture of horrified pity. "Not a soul knows anything about the old man up there. He'll have nothing to do with anybody, and never sets his foot inside a church. When he does come down once in a while, everybody clears out of the way. The mere sight of him with his bushy grey eyebrows and his immense beard is alarming enough. All kinds of things are said about him. But, Detti, you must have learned a good deal about him from your sister, am I right?"
"You are right, I did. But I'm not going to repeat what I heard, for if he found out I'd been talking about him, I'd get into real trouble."
"Detti, what do you mean?" replied Barbie, somewhat offended. "People don't gossip that much here. And I'm also quite capable of holding my tongue when necessary."
"Very well, then, I'll tell you. But just wait a moment," said Detti, and she looked back to make sure that the child was not within earshot.
"I see where she is," exclaimed Barbie. "Look over there."
And she pointed to a spot far away from the footpath.
"She's climbing up the slope with the goat herd and his goats.
He can look after her now, and you can tell me your story."
"Oh, as for the looking after," remarked Detti, "the boy need not worry about that. She may be only 5 years old, but she's sharp and can look after herself. And she's able to make the best of things as well, which will stand her in good stead some day, since the old man has nothing beyond his two goats and his hut."
"Did he ever have more?" asked Barbie.
"Oh, yes," replied Detti with animation. "He was once the owner of one of the largest farms in Domleschg. He loved to play the grand gentleman and go driving around the country, mixing with bad company. He drank and gambled away the whole of his property, and when this became known to his mother and father, they died of sorrow, one shortly after the other. Having nothing left to him but his bad name, Uncle Alp disappeared and nothing more was heard of him for 12 or 15 years. At the end of that time, he reappeared in Domleschg with a young child, whom he tried to hand over to some of his relations."